This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag road to royalty. First time in 2025, the Quad Cities River Bandits are north of the Illinois border. They're in southern Wisconsin, ready to kick off a six-game series against the Beloit Skycarp, the high-A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Good Tuesday afternoon, everybody, and welcome to a rare Tuesday matinee edition of River Bandits Baseball here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Wherever you may be tuned in from on this blustery afternoon, we welcome you to Beloit, Wisconsin, home of the Skycarp, who Quad Cities has not met this season. Last year, the Bandits were 12-11 against the Marlins single A affiliate. It's a team that over the last couple of years has featured some of the top pitching prospects in not only the Midwest League, but in all of high A, as the likes of Thomas White, Noble Meyer have been making their way up the Marlins system. Both of those guys are still on the Skycarp roster, I should say. They're not getting the start tonight, but we will see them later on in this series. It should be an interesting matchup. When you look at Beloit's roster, they're 5-4 to enter the season, and boy, do they make their money on the base paths. The Skycarp come into this afternoon's game with 42 stolen bases, the second most in minor league baseball. The only team that has more than them is the Marlins' AAA affiliate, Jacksonville, who has 44. But of course, as you know, AAA has played six more games than the high A level has so far. So Beloit is almost making up for those six games to start the year. It's incredible stuff. They've got five guys on their roster with five or more stolen bases. And this afternoon, the Bandits will have Canyon Brown behind the plate as the starting catcher. And he, of course, leads all minor league and major league catchers in caught stealing. So it should be a really interesting matchup to watch this wild Skycarp base running squad go up against the cannon, Canyon Brown. Before we dive too deep into this series, we'll do a quick recap of what happened Sunday afternoon. The Bandits wrapped up their six-game series, their first homestand of the year against the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. The Bandits, with a win, would secure four out of six games. However, the Rattlers held Quad Cities to just one run, and the series wound up split as Wisconsin took home the Sunday afternoon victory 5-1. The Bandits had nine hits in the game. They left six men on base. They struggled with men in scoring position, and you have to tip your cap to that Wisconsin staff, which all week was really good at Modern Woodman Park. They held the Bandits to a really small run total. There were just 36 total runs in that entire series last week, which was the fewest of any series that took place in the Midwest League. So Quad City's trying to get back into the swing of things literally after scoring just 13 runs last week against Wisconsin. Let's go ahead and jump into the starting lineups. It looks like we might be a little bit ahead of schedule here at ABC Supply Stadium. So we'll get you the lineup for Quad Cities, and if we run out of time, we'll get to Beloit's a little bit later. Quad City 6-3 to start the 2025 season. They are 3-0 on the road after sweeping their first series of the year a couple of weekends ago up in Peoria. Jesus Asuaje, the Bandits skipper, will have Carson Rockeford starting in center field. Daniel Vasquez will bat second and play short. And batting third at second base, it's Sam Kulasingham. Brian Gonzalez had a great week against the Timber Rattlers. He'll bat fourth and serve as the DH. Trevor Werner gets another start in right field and bats fifth. And batting sixth in at third base, it's Austin Charles. Callan Moss is across the infield at first base, batting seventh. Carter Frederick will hit eighth and play left. And batting ninth, the aforementioned catcher, Canyon Brown. On the mound for Quad Cities, it's the Royals' number 18 prospect, Felix Aronde, who will start this series on the mound as he did last week at home. Aronde, 21 years old, he is off to a great start to his first year in High A with Quad Cities. Through his first two appearances, he has given up just one earned run in 6 1/3 innings with 7 strikeouts, just 2 hits allowed, and 4 walks. That's good for a sub-1 whip at .94. Sure enough, looks like the national anthem is next, so we'll take a quick pause for that. When we come back, we'll introduce you to the Beloit Sky Carp and kick off this Tuesday afternoon series opener. River Bandits Baseball comes your way next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play. Visit riverbandits.com. River Bandits baseball is back on the air. For the first time this season, we're at beautiful ABC Supply Stadium where Quad Cities kicks off its first six-game road trip of the year against the Beloit Skycarp, the High A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Kyle Kirchvoll once again welcoming you back into the broadcast booth here at ABC Supply Stadium. The 6-3 Quad Cities River Bandits on the road this week, taking on the 5-4 Beloit Skycarp. We'll give you the Skycarp lineup in just a second, but first let's introduce you to their starting pitcher, and it's a name that you might be familiar with. It's 22-year-old lefty Emmett Olson, who pitched three times against Quad Cities last year and was absolutely dominant. In three starts against the River Bandits, Olson put together a 2-1 record, a 1.53 ERA, and had 15 strikeouts to just two walks with a .85 whip. He wasn't quite that good against the rest of the Midwest League, but all things considered, Olson put together a really solid High A debut in 18 starts with Beloit, an overall ERA of 3.74 last year, 76 strikeouts and 86 and two-thirds innings, and a 1.33 whip. He is 22 years old and was the Marlins' fourth-round pick in 2023 out of Nebraska. Carson Rockefort strides towards home plate, the Bandits' leadoff man, ready to get us going on this Tuesday afternoon. As I alluded to a moment ago, it is a blustery Tuesday afternoon. Winds about 12 to 16 miles per hour blowing from left to right across the diamond. First pitch temperature clocks in at 48 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Olson will work out of the windup, left on left. The first pitch to Rockefort is inside for ball one. And we are underway at 1:05 Central Time, just north of the Illinois border here in southern Wisconsin. 1-0 pitch to Rock. Skied in the air towards left center field. That's a towering fly ball. Center fielder Colby Shade is underneath it. He'll make the catch, and one center fielder flies out to another to start the ball game. For Beloit, they'll have Colby Shade in center field. Over in left, Amarion Boyd. In right, Fenwick Trimble. Bandits shortstop Daniel Vasquez settled into the right-handed batter's box for his first AB of the set. Olson kicks and fires. First pitch is cut on and missed. A good changeup. Over at shortstop, Wilfredo Laura pairs with Gage Miller, who's over at second. 0-1. High and outside, one ball, one strike. Ishedri Vargas is at third base. Brock Vredenberg across the way at first. And behind the plate, catcher Ryan Ignafo. 1-1, chopper back up the middle. The second baseman Miller plays four hops. A sidearm sling to first beats Vasquez to the bag. And it's two rather quick outs to begin the set for Emmett Olson. Well, as I was mentioning during the River Bandits pregame show, offense was not the hallmark of last series for Quad Cities. The Bandits put together just 13 runs of offense and struck out a Midwest League high 66 times with just 11 walks. Two balls in play thus far for Quad Cities, but two outs as Sam Kulasingham takes a called strike. Trey Ward III is the home plate umpire for this series opener, while his partner Connor Crowell patrols the base paths. 0-1, Kulasingham hits one well to right center field. Into the alley goes Shade, now turning his back. He'll chase it towards the fence, and the ball bounces off the outfield turf and over the wall. It'll be a ground rule double for Sam Kulasingham. Well, if you're not familiar with ABC Supply Stadium, it's worth noting that almost everything is turf, with the exception of the infield dirt and the mound. Even the warning track from behind home plate to in front of the dugouts to around the outfield wall is brown turf as opposed to dirt. So the ball will roll and the ball will bounce. That bounce leads to Kulasingham's third double of the year. Bandits with a man in scoring position for Brian Gonzalez, who will take high and outside for ball one. Gonzalez is the DH for Quad Cities today after playing first for the first time on Sunday afternoon. Normally you can find him in a corner outfield spot. Olsen now into the stretch. He checks Kulisingham at second. The 1-0 is low for ball two. Five-pitch mix for Emmett Olsen. A four-seam and a two-seam fastball to go along with a curve, a slider, and a changeup. 6'4", 230 pounds from Des Plaines, Illinois. Pitching with some bright, light blue cleats. 2-0. Wave and a miss. Another changeup, and it is 2-1 on Gonzalez. Those blue cleats would look good in not only a Miami Marlins jersey, but in a Kansas City Royals jersey. 2-1. Wave and a miss. A slider off the low inside corner gets a whiff. It's 2-2. Gonzalez hitting .333 in his first seven games as a Bandit. Two doubles, a triple, and a home run early on. He enters today with a four-game hit streak as Ryan Ignafo takes a timeout. It's granted by Trey Ward III, and everybody will reset. Gonzalez also in the midst of a six-game on-base streak. He's batting over .400 during that stretch. His OPS in his last four games is .1277 with four extra base hits. The 2-2 is tapped foul towards Jesus Asmaje, the Bandit skipper, who per usual is over in the third base coach's box. Bandits in the road gray jerseys with Beloit in the home whites. A classy look to start Jackie Robinson Day 2025. 2-2 pitch. Foul tip in and out of the glove of Ignafo. Count holds at 2-2. Of course, 77 years ago, Jackie debuted with the Brooklyn Dodgers over at Ebbets Field. 1947, just a couple of years removed from Jackie serving in the military during World War II. Of course, back in the mid-30s, the Davenport Blue Sox were a Brooklyn Dodgers affiliate. 2-2. Swing and miss. Gonzalez down on strikes. And Olsen works around the two-out double. Kulisingham left stranded at second. We go to the bottom of the first here at ABC Supply Stadium. We'll get you the Beloit lineup when we return on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Need some River Bandits merchandise? Rascal's Den is the place to go. Located just inside Modern Woodman Park, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store behind Section 7 or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. A two-out double from Sam Kulisingham got a River Bandit in scoring position in the top of the first inning, but nothing comes of it. And in a scoreless ball game, Felix Aronde completes his warm-up tosses with Canyon Brown. While we've got the quick moment, here's the starting lineup for the Beloit Sky Carp. Again, 5-4 to begin the year. They are managed by first-year skipper Angel Espada. Shortstop Wilfredo Lauer leads it off. Colby Shade bats second. Brian Ignafo hits third. Fenwick Trimble fourth. And Shedri Vargas bats fifth. Gage Miller sixth. Jay Bashirs seventh. Brock Vredenberg eighth. And Amarion Boyd to round out the card. So here's Wilfredo Lauer. Lauer, one of the newcomers to this Beloit squad. He's playing in his ninth high A contest today, batting .171 to open up the summer. Felix Aronde also in his first high A campaign. The right-hander fires in a fastball, and it's a called strike one to Lauer. Aronde, 21 years old, from Santa Clara, Cuba. His 0-1 pitch. It's just slow. One ball, one strike. Aronde made his Bandits debut out of the bullpen two Saturdays ago up in Peoria. 1-1 pitch. Fouled back to the screen. It's 1-2. He made pitched two innings, in relief of Frank Mazzucato in the season opener. Gave up a run in two innings, but then made his home debut with his first high A start back on April 9th. 1-2. Fastball. See you later. Called strike three on the outer half. Great start to the ball game for Aronde. He catches Laura browsing for out number one. In the series opener against Wisconsin last Tuesday, Aronde was fantastic. 4 1/3 scoreless innings. One hit batsman, 2 walks allowed, and 5 strikeouts. He has a 1.42 ERA and a .95 whip to start the year. Here's the center fielder, Colby Shade, and he puts a drive into one towards straightaway center field. Rockefeller, though, drifting back, has space, makes the catch, and Shade's retired on just one pitch. 2 gone. Colby Shade, a returner from last year, as is this man, the Sky Carp catcher, Ryan Ignafo from Cary, Illinois. Ignafo poses a big-time power threat at the plate. First pitch. Fastball taken for strike one. He has 2 of the Sky Carp's just 3 homers to open up the year. 0-1. Fastball right down the middle. It called strike two. But as I was mentioning in the pregame show, Beloit's offense runs through the base paths. And by that I mean stealing bases. They're not so much a team that's going to outslug you. 2-strike pitch from Aronde. Fastball just off the plate outside. 96 on the gun. It's 1 ball, 2 strikes. Infield shifted slightly towards left, playing Ignafo to pull. The 1-2. He reaches out and pokes it down the right field line. It lands fair. Racing over is Werner. He picks it up in front of the sidewall. Ignafo goes for second, and the throw there is late. Now it's the Skycarp with a 2-out extra base hit. Ryan Ignafo aboard with his 4th double of the year. That also leads Beloit's roster. Ignafo's played in 9 games for Beloit this year. He's reached base in now 8 of them. And he's in scoring position for Fenwick Tremble, the right-handed hitting right fielder. Aronde now out of the stretch. First pitch swing, and it's fouled out of play on the right side. Fenwick, new to the Sky Carp. 4th-round pick last year by Miami, the 22-year-old taken out of James Madison University over in Harrisonburg, Virginia. 0-1. Called strike. Another fastball. Inner half. It's 0-2. Last year, Fenwick finished up his college career and then played 29 games in single-A Jupiter. Hit 258. 0-2. Fastball. Just missed. Again, just a hair outside at 95. Aronde leaning on the heater early, but still finding the zone of Trey Ward III. This umpiring crew is not one Quad Cities has seen yet this year, and both guys are new to the Midwest League. Aronde checks Ignafo at second base. The 1-2. Fouled straight back into the screen. Fenwick is 8-for-28 to begin his Sky Carp career. 3 doubles, 3 RBIs, 5 stolen bases, and an 852 OPS to start the summer. 1-2 again. High and tight. Fenwick leans out of the way. One of those guys whose last name is Trimble, but if you have a first name in Fenwick, I'm inclined to say that more frequently than the latter. 2-2. Chopper back up the middle. Ranging to his left is Vasquez. He'll set his feet, throw a bit low to first, but Moss is there to help him out, and the inning is over. So both teams strand a 2-out double in the opening frame. We're scoreless. Going to the second on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag road to royalty. Starting up the second inning in ABC Supply Stadium, we're just a frame into Quad City's first game of the year against the Beloit Skycarp. It's a Royals and Marlins affiliate matchup. Bandits will have Werner, Charles, and Moss, three straight right-handed hitters due up against Emmett Olson. Faced one over the minimum in a scoreless first inning, gave up a two-out double to Sam Kulasingham, but struck out Ryan Gonzalez to end the inning. Once again, it's a right-handed heavy lineup for Jesus Asuaje, and that's not really his doing. That is a product of the roster. Carson Rockeford is the only purely left-handed hitter on the team, of course, of position players. Sam Kulasingham, a switch hitter, but everyone else, right-handed. Four through nine spots occupied by right-handers. Southpaw Emmett Olson throws in to Trevor Werner, and Trevor takes a called strike one. We talked about it earlier last week, how the Bandits through their first seven or eight games hardly faced lefties. 0-1. It's low and outside. One ball and one strike. Now entering this afternoon, Quad Cities has had just 21 ABs against Southpaws. 1-1. Werner tries to check his swing but fails to do so on a pitch outside, and he falls behind. One ball, two strikes. Those 21 at-bats against lefties, the fewest in all of High A to start 2025, but an opportunity for an extended look against the Southpaw today. 1-2 to Werner. High and inside, it's 2-2. I say that, but I should point out that Olson, who's slowly working his way back from some minor arm issues at the end of spring, is going to be on kind of a shorter leash today. 2-2. Werner hits one on the ground sharply to the left side. It's snagged at third by Vargas. He spins, throws to first, and it's in time to get Werner a really nice 5-3 ground out if you're a Skycarp fan. Good swing from Werner. Barreled up a breaking ball. And even though he's got that infield turf to help the ball roll quickly, it was unable to avoid the leather of Ishredri Vargas. So now Austin Charles, for the first time, he'll foul one straight back. Charles, the number 15 prospect in the Royals system per MLB pipeline, off to a bit of a slow start in his first High A season, 3-for-23 at the plate. 0-1, ripped foul. That's at the end of the Bandits dugout. He was way in front of that changeup. Of course, the Bandits will see more changeups right on left against Emmett Olson. Here's the 0-2. Fastball, called strike three. No changeup that time, just some heat at 93. Two away in the top of the second inning, and the second strikeout of the game recorded for Emmett Olson. So base is empty, and Callan Moss striding towards the dish. Moss, 2-for-17 last week against Wisconsin, but both hits went for extra bases. First pitch. There's a curveball taken for strike one at just 73. Of course, his triple came Saturday night to help the Bandits erase a 3-run 11th inning deficit to walk off the Rattlers 5-4. Olsen deals. It's low and outside, 1-1. For Moss, that 2-run triple broke up an 0-for-12 start to the week. The pitch. Swing and a miss. A tardy hack and a fastball. And it's 1-2 on Moss, who will take a timeout. Scoreless game in the top of the second inning. Both teams with a 2-out double in the first inning, but neither pushed him across home. Olsen kicks and fires. The 1-2 bounces out in front of home and catches Ignafo at the top of the chest protector, and now he's asking for some help. He's on all fours to the right of home plate, and he's indicating that the ball hit him in the throat. Oh, geez. That ball bounced so far in front of home plate that it was able to get that high off the ground above the chest protector. And that is a scary, scary sight. Angel Espada, the Beloit skipper, and athletic trainer Hiroki Yoshimoto, who's back with SkyCarp for a second season, is tending to Ignafo, who hopefully just had the wind knocked out of him of sorts, or in some way, shape, or form, and can stay in there, but Angel Espada now pointing into the first base dugout. They grabbing some water, perhaps? Yeah, it's a small little cup. Ignafo now on one knee, still hunched over as the staff looks at his upper chest and lower neck area. Of course, you got lots of bones and stuff up at the top of the chest, and obviously, anytime you deal with the neck in any capacity, it's cause for concern. Good news is that was not a foul ball. It was just a one hopper, so to speak, off the dirt. So some of the velocity on the pitch was absorbed by the ground, but still, highly uncomfortable experience for Ignafo, who's now stood up and is pondering taking a sip of water. The count is 2-2 on Callan Moss. Bandits with no one on in the top of the second inning. There's not a tougher position to play in terms of the physical toll on your body in the game of baseball than catcher. And Ignafo is going to stay in there. He gets a pat on the back from Hiroki Yoshimoto and a nice round of applause by this Tuesday afternoon crowd. So Ignafo catches his breath. Emmett Olsen's going to throw him a couple of warm-up tosses just to get back into a rhythm. And then after two throws, we're good to resume. Home plate umpire Trey Ward III points over to Callan Moss, who gives a thumbs up and steps into the right-handed batter's box, trying to battle in this 2-2 count. Olsen looking for his first perfect frame of the day. He fires, and he gets it. Swing and a miss. Moss chased a high fastball, and the Bandits go down in order to start the second inning. Scoreless through a frame and a half here at ABC Supply Stadium. You're listening to Midwest League Baseball on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931. But it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Bottom of the second inning at ABC Supply Stadium, River Bandits and Sky Carp scoreless through an inning and a half. Ishedri Vargas, Gage Miller, Jay Bashirs, three right-handed hitters to face the right-hander, Felix Aranda, the starter for Quad Cities. I was mentioning all the righty bats in the Bandits lineup. Same goes for Beloit. They have just two left-handed hitters on their roster, no switch hitters. And Brock Vredenberg, the eight-hole batter, the only lefty in the lineup today. First pitch to Vargas is inside for ball one. Aranda with a strikeout, facing one over the minimum in the bottom of the first inning. Here comes his 1-0. Line drive, hit the opposite way, but foul over towards the party deck down the right field line. Vargas, one of the newer members of the Marlins system. 1-1 comes in. And the slider is taken for strike two. He was acquired on December 11th of last year in a trade with Texas. The pitch. Hit towards right center field, sinking on Werner, but he's going to chase it down. The ball hangs up in the air a bit with that wind pushing it towards the right fielder. And Werner's got the first out of the inning. Vargas was in the Jake Berger trade, one of three prospects received by the Marlins in that deal. Here's Gage Miller, another top 30 prospect in Miami's system. He ranks number 23 on MLB Pipeline's list. Aranda starts him low and outside for ball one. Gage made his high A and professional debut against Quad Cities last year here at this ballpark. 1-0. Fouled straight back. It's one ball, one strike. Miller finished up his college career in the SEC at Alabama in 2024 and spent seven games in Jupiter, went 9-for-24 and got a quick bump to high A to finish the year where he struggled. The 1-1 from Aranda, breaking ball, hit foul, right field line, out of play. In 19 games with the Sky Carp, he was just a 200 hitter. 18 strikeouts, just one walk. Scouts say he was getting a little bit pole heavy. Here's the pitch. Fouled over the first base dugout. Just clips the top of the netting and then rolls towards the first base bag. But he's not a big guy. 6 feet, 200 pounds. Of course, larger than me. The pitch. It's high. Two balls, two strikes. But compared to the other athletes out there on the diamond, Gage's average to slightly below average in terms of size, but he's got some really good pop in that bat. 2-2 comes in. Fastball just off the plate outside. Aranda's been all around the low outside corner, but he has yet to find it. Scoreless game in the bottom of the second. One out, nobody on. Out of the windup, here comes the payoff pitch. Breaking ball reached out and poked towards shallow right field. Second baseman Kula Singham will give way to Werner. And Trevor's got a couple of catches for the first two outs here in the bottom of two. So here's Jay Bashirs with two outs and nobody on. Bashirs from Naples, Florida, a former Duke Blue Devil. He was originally drafted by the Padres in 2023. First pitch. It's high, ball one. Bashirs also acquired by the Marlins via trade. 1-0. Breaking ball taken for strike one. There are seven members of Beloit's roster that began their careers with different organizations and were traded to Miami. Check swing on the 1-1. He did not go. The pitch was outside. Colin Crowell makes the call down the first baseline. 2-1 from Aranda. Another slider, and this one's fouled off the end of the bat into the backstop. Beshears with Beloit last year. A 179 hitter. Spent some time in single A and even double A after starting the year in the Midwest League East with Fort Wayne before being traded. 2-2. Low and outside again. Aronde still unable to find that corner, and the count runs full. Aronde has yet to allow a walk to start the game. His payoff pitch is on cue. Outside ball four. And that will extend the inning for the aforementioned Brock Vredenburg, the only left-handed hitter in Beloit's lineup today. Well, Beshears has just two stolen bases on the year. That's nowhere near Beloit's team high at the moment, but we know the Skycarp like to be aggressive on the base paths. As Aronde, also on cue, throws over, and Beshears dives back head first safely. Vredenburg hitting 211 to start the summer. The pitch. It's outside, 1-0. Now, Brock, he is a terrorizing figure in that left-handed batter's box. Just a massive guy. Throw to first and runners back. Brock is listed at 6'6", 230, but I don't think that weight's exactly correct. He's got much more muscle than that. Of course, some of that stuff doesn't get updated very frequently as Brock fouls off the 1-0 pitch to even the count at 1. He was with Beloit last year after starting the season in Jupiter. Hit just 201 with the Hammerheads, but caught the call up to Beloit where he hit 214 with 6 homers in 52 games. 1-1. Check swing. Pitch was fouled off. Guess it got a piece of the bat. It ricochets off Brown's mitt, and the count's 1-2. 0-0 ball game in the bottom of the second inning. Skycarp with a man at first and two outs. Aronde trying to strand a man aboard for the second consecutive inning. Out of the stretch, he pauses at the belt. 1-2. Fastballs high and inside at 95. Aronde's been near the upper reaches of his range in terms of fastball velo. He sits 93-94, but he's been 95-96 a couple of times to start today. 2-2. Foul tip held on to by Brown. It's an inning-ending strikeout for Felix Aronde. So his second K of the game will indeed strand a second Skycarp base runner. And that sends us to the third, still scoreless on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag road to royalty.
Zero as we start the third here at ABC Supply Stadium. Kyle Kirchival, thrilled to be with you on this blustery afternoon in southern Wisconsin. Game one of six between the Bandits and Carp this week. Carter Frederick QC's 8-hole hitter, ready for his first at-bat against Emmett Olson. First pitch from the lefty is inside for ball one. I was mentioning that Olson is on a bit of a pitch count today. He's expected to go 3 or 4 innings, somewhere around 45 pitches before giving way to the Skycar pen. 1-0. Swing and a miss from Carter. It's 1-1. Frederick did not play in the game Sunday. He went 9-for-11 last week against Wisconsin. The pitch. Swing and a miss at a slider. It's 1-2. Frederick will ask for a time, take his helmet off, and walk to the edge of the home plate circle trying to gather himself. Carter hitting 167 to start his high A career. 1 double, 4 driven in. 1-2 pitch. Upstairs, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Olson's faced 7 Bandits hitters, not including Frederick. He's got 3 strikeouts. The pitch. Slow roller up the first baseline. Tough play. Olson picks with 2 hands. Awkward flip to first. Goes over Vredenberg and into shallow right field. But second baseman Miller's there to track it down and hold Frederick to what's going to be Quad City's second hit of the game, a leadoff single. That was a challenging play, made even tougher by the fact that Olson is a lefty. His body was just kind of twisted around. Couldn't make a clean throw to Vredenberg, who was having issues getting to the bag himself. Now Canyon Brown's up. He'll take low and inside. Frederick is the Bandits' stolen base leader with 5. But, of course, all of those were picked up in one game during Quad City's opening weekend. Here's a throw to first. Carter dives back safely. Bandits have 16 stolen bases on the year, which is right up there, top 3 in the league. And then you've got Beloit, who's at 42. The pitch. Called strike, inner half, 1-1. One of those numbers is something you can normally expect 9 games through the year. I'll let you decide which one. 6th game of the year for Canyon Brown. Quad City's catcher is late on a fastball. He fouls it over the first base side, and it's 1-2. He's 2-for-15 as a Bandit. 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. Played in the game Sunday, went 0-for-3 at the plate, but threw out 3 of 4 would-be Rattlers base stealers. 1-2 pitch. Another late swing. It's fouled off the fencing in front of the first base dugout, and it caroms about halfway down the right field line. 21-year-old catcher Canyon Brown wears number 7 for Quad Cities. Long blue sleeves on. His temperature officially reads 48 degrees, but with the wind, it feels more like 38. New baseball for Olson. Another throw to first, and Frederick dives back safely. Southpaws used both of the disengagement he has available to him in this AB. His attention back towards Brown. 1-2. Frederick takes off. Pitch is fouled at home plate. Ricochets off Ryan Ignafo, who we're glad to see remained in the game after taking a foul ball to his throat. Or not a foul ball, a wayward pitch from Emmett Olson in the last inning. Emmett's 1-2. Got him swinging. Strike 3. Went with a fastball at 92. 4 strikeouts in Olson's first trip through the Bandits order. 1 away and 1 on for number 1, Carson Rockefeller, the Bandits' 1-hole hitter. Flew out to center field to start the ball game, making Rock 7-for-32 to start this year. The pitch, hey, it's low, 1-0. It's an average around 220. But despite the low average, Rockefeller leads Quad Cities with 6 extra base hits, and he's 2nd in RBIs with 6. The pitch, in the dirt, bouncing away from Ignafo. He can't find it. Frederick's going to move up to second base without a throw, as the pitcher Olson grabs it in foul territory. Not exactly sure what that pitch was supposed to be. Maybe a curveball. But it bounced off, I believe, the heel of the glove of Ignafo and over towards the first base dugout. So a man in scoring position, one out, the 2-0. Rockefeller pulls it foul just to the right of the first base bag. And it's 2-1. Rockefeller started last season as the everyday leadoff man for Brooks Conrad, but moved into more of a middle-of-the-order role as the season went on. Jesus Asuaje, though, has him batting leadoff to start this year. 2-1. Low and outside on a slider. 3-1. Rock hit just 208 for Quad Cities last year, but drove in 62 with help from 23 doubles, a team-best 5 triples, and 10 homers. That's some really good pop to have atop your card. 3-1 pitch. High fly ball left field. That one's playable for Boyd. He and Shade converge in the alley, and it is Boyd who makes the catch and throws it back in towards third base. Two gone. So a couple of fly balls off the bat of Rockefeller to start his afternoon. And it brings up Daniel Vasquez, the shortstop. Quad Cities and Beloit scoreless here in the top of the third inning. And here comes the SkyCarp skipper, Angel Espada. Emmett Olson at 2 1/3 innings, 42 pitches, and as advertised, it's going to be an abbreviated outing for him. Olson's going to depart, and SkyCarp will make the first pitching change of the ballgame. We'll tell you about the new arm when we come back. 0-0, top of the third on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Need some River Bandits merchandise? Rascal's Den is the place to go. Located just inside Modern Woodman Park, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store behind Section 7 or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. Pitcher for Beloit is the 22-year-old right-hander Xavier Meacham, who will pitch for the second time here in 2025 and for the 33rd time as a member of the Beloit SkyCarp. He comes in with a man at second base and two outs and will face the right-handed hitting shortstop Daniel Vasquez. Two-hole hitter for Quad Cities, bounced out to second his first time up, and Meacham starts him with an outside slider. It's 1-0. Meacham was one of the best relievers in the Midwest League last year. A 2.84 ERA and 31 appearances with Beloit. Here's his 1-0. Outside. 2 2. Meacham, drafted out of North Carolina A&T, where he was teammates with Quad Cities catcher Canyon Brown. 2-0. high. Back pick to second. Frederick takes off for third, and there's no throw there. Ryan Ignafo tried to back pick Frederick. The second baseman, Miller, was still 3 or 4 steps away from the base. Ignafo's throw one-hopped Miller, and by the time the second baseman was trying to get to the ball, Frederick was 3/4 of the way to third base. So go ahead and give Frederick his team-leading 6th stolen bag of the year. 3-0 to Vasquez. Outside, the slider missed. Ball 4. So 4 straight out of the zone to start the game for Xavier Meacham. And the Bandits have a 1st and 3rd opportunity with 2 outs for Sam Coolisingham. Well, Meacham made his season debut just 3 days ago at Veterans Memorial Stadium during the Sky Carp series with Cedar Rapids. Pitched a perfect inning of relief, picked up a strikeout, threw 9 of 12 pitches for a strike. So 1st and 3rd, 2 outs. The switch hitting Coolisingham, of course, bats left-handed. Meacham deals, and that slider is a strike. Outer half, just caught the edge of the zone. Meacham is 5'11", 200 pounds. I mentioned he was taken out of North Carolina A&T in 2023. He was a 10th round pick by Miami. 0-1. Outside, 1-1. Coolisingham is hitting 3rd for Quad Cities for the team-leading 5th time in the 9 games he's played in this year. He bats .258 with 4 driven in. Meacham pitches from the first base side of the rubber. His 1-1. Called strike. Fastball on the outer half at 84. Looked like a changeup, and it's a ball and 2 strikes on Coolisingham. Ignafo issues a set of 1st and 3rd signs to the defense, and now is back behind home plate, signaling to the pitcher. Vasquez at first, Frederick at third base. 1-2. Vasquez takes off, and Coolisingham fouls it into the screen. Sam hit 3rd for the Bandits on Sunday. He had one of the better offensive showings for Jesus Asuaje. Went 2-for-4 with a single and a double. 1-2 pitch. Fouled out of play over the short porch on the left side into the seating bowl. Some puffy white and gray clouds above head. Moving pretty quickly from point A to point B as the wind is quite aggressive, which I was mentioning earlier. But some sunshine to work with. You'll take it. Another 2-strike delivery. Vasquez again takes off. Coolisingham takes high, and no throw to second base. Vasquez will move in unimpeded. Ignafo more worried about Frederick at third base than Vasquez. So now a really nice 2-out RBI spot for Coolisingham. 2 in scoring position. The 2-2. Is lined off of Meacham, who knocks it down with his glove, flips over to first, and ends the inning. Meacham was ducking for cover, praying for dear life. He stuck his glove up to protect his head. The ball went off the glove, landed next to him, and just like that, the inning is over. We go to the bottom of the 3rd at ABC Supply Stadium. It's still 0-0 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag road to royalty. Quad Cities put two men in scoring position in the last half inning, but Xavier Meacham able to keep this game scoreless as the Sky Carp now come to the plate for the bottom of the third. They'll have 9-1-2 due up against Quad Cities starter Felix Aranda, who's been sharp so far. Two scoreless innings, two base runners scattered, two strikeouts, and 23 of 37 pitches for a strike. First man he'll face, the right-handed bat of left fielder Amarion Boyd. He stands way in the back of the right-handed box as he rips at the first pitch, left center field, Rockefort into the alley. He's going to chase it down, the wind helping push that ball towards him. It's a nice swing from Boyd, but a better result for Felix Aranda. Boyd's been one of the base-stealing catalysts for Beloit, so even more important to keep him off the base. Or the bases, I should say. And it's back to the top of the order for Wilfredo Lara. Aranda struck him out looking to start the bottom of the first as he deals low and away here for ball one. Well, I was mentioning back in the first inning that it's Jackie Robinson Day. Here's the 1-0. Low and outside, 2-0. Nice little tribute that was played before the national anthem. 77 years ago, Jackie made his major league debut. 2-0. Pitches a called strike one on the outer half. That was in 1947. The Bandits were, or not the Bandits, but the professional ball club that was in Davenport was an affiliate of the Brooklyn Dodgers for a couple of years as Lara Fells went into the netting. 1936-1937, the Davenport Blue Sox were one of the minor league teams for one of the most historic franchises in baseball. And being the team Jackie Robinson played for, even more historic. One of 12 different major league clubs the Davenport / Quad Cities franchise has been associated with. 2-2 from Aranda, misses low and outside, and the count full on Lara. Now on those 36-37 Blue Sox teams, there's quite a handful of major league talent. Here's the pitch. Slow roller up the third baseline. Charging is Charles. He's going to watch it roll foul and then kick it over to the third base dugout. Right to Jesus Asuaje. That was nice. That's a perfect through ball in FIFA. Lara will trot back to first base, get the bat handed to him by Colby Shade. But back in the 30s, a lot of those minor league guys were actually coming to Davenport after having played in the big leagues. Kind of keeping the dream alive, so to speak. Another 3-2. Sharp ground ball. This is through the right side, a base hit. That one a little more juice on it. It's going to be a one-out single for Lara. Sky Carp pick up their second hit of the game. And one of those guys on the Blue Sox teams, specifically the 1937 squad, was Al Van Camp. He played a year in Cleveland in 1928, and then in 1931 and 1932 played for the Red Sox, and then 5 years later came to Davenport. First pitch to Colby Shade. It's a called strike one. But what's cool about Van Camp is that he was born in Moline, a Quad Cities native, born in 1903. Pickoff throw to first. They've got Lara caught. Moss chases him towards second. Now the throw to Kulasingham. He races him to first. Now the flip to Aranda. He applies the tag and he's out. Nice work from Felix Aranda, showing off his athleticism. He teams up with Kulasingham and Moss to nab Lara stealing. Should be a caught stealing as the throw went to first and Lara broke for second base. There's a little bit of hesitation, but that should fit the definition. So it's the second out of the inning. The bases are now empty. And the pitch to Colby Shade is down and away. It's now 1-1. So Al Van Camp, a first baseman and an outfielder, born in Moline, played in Cleveland and Boston, then came to Davenport in 1937. The pitch is low, 2-1. Put together a decent season with the Blue Sox, but that was his last pro campaign. He died in 1981 at age 77 and is actually buried at Mount Calvary Cemetery in Davenport. The pitch. Low and outside, it's 3-1. So you can go visit Mr. Van Camp, pay homage to the Blue Sox and their affiliation with the Brooklyn Dodgers, and I guess in some way kind of pay tribute to Jackie. The pitch, skied towards right field, Warner to his right, now jumping up, he makes the catch. The wind almost blew it over his head, but he hauls it in, and that ends the inning. So the Sky Carp get a one-out single, but Lara's picked off, and Shade flies out to help Aronde through a third straight scoreless inning. We go to the fourth, we're scoreless all around on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Start of the fourth inning at ABC Supply Stadium as Quad Cities starts a six-game series against the Beloit Sky Carp, the High A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Middle third of the order to face right-hander Xavier Meacham, who helped Emmett Olson pick up the final out in the top of the third, and now will remain on for probably at least this inning, if not a bit more. First pitch to Gonzalez, swung through for strike one. Bryan will be followed by Trevor Werner and Austin Charles. Gonzalez, a strikeout victim, one of four, picked up by Emmett Olson. The pitch inside, one ball, one strike. Gonzalez went down swinging to end the top of the first. Olson then picked up three more over the course of the next inning and two-thirds. So Olson, 2 2/3 scoreless, two hits allowed, no walks, four Ks. A short outing, but a good one. The pitch inside to Gonzalez. It is 2-1. Gonzalez with a nice little four-game hit streak and a six-game on-base streak. Former Red Sox farmhand. The pitch. Sharp ground ball, two hops to the shortstop. Lara sets his feet behind second, slings over to first, and there's one away. So another good appearance against the Bandits for Emmett Olson. Dude had a 1.53 ERA and three starts against Quad Cities last year, and he just picked up right where he left off. Trevor Werner's the hitter. One out, nobody on. Right on right, Meacham pitches from the first base side of the rubber. He deals and gets Werner chasing a slider outside for ball one, or strike one rather. Ninth game of the year for Werner. He bats 219 with a double, a triple, a homer, and four driven in. He's also 2-for-2 on the base paths. The pitch. That slider was high, 1-1. Trevor grounded out to third base his first time up. Meacham delivers. Swing and a miss. Again, Werner chases an elevated pitch. That one a fastball at 91. and he falls behind a ball and two strikes. Gets timeout from Trey Ward and adjusts his helmet and batting gloves. It's chilly out there. Werner's got the turtleneck going. 1-2 pitch. Outside, two balls, two strikes. Actually, I'm not sure if it's a... It's not a turtleneck. It's one of the face gaiters that Werner just has around his neck. Not all the way around his head. The 2-2. High and inside. Three balls, two strikes. Second year as a bandit for Werner. Played almost exclusively third base for Quad Cities last year, but now is going to play some third and right field, as he's doing today. The pitch. Popped foul straight over our heads in the ABC Supply Stadium press box. The home of Josh Flickinger, who is the play-by-play man for Beloit, just in the booth to my left. Second year he's been calling the games for Beloit. 3-2. Outside, ball four. So Werner's going to draw a one-out walk. Each of the last two Bandits base runners have come via a base on balls. And a man on for Austin Charles. Quad Cities and Beloit have not had too many opportunities with men in scoring position. They're a combined 0-for-4. See if Werner gets aggressive on the base paths. Here's the pitch. Charles shows bunt in the first pitch. He hits it right in front of the mound, but Meacha will pick up and just go the short way to first for the out. And Werner up to second on a successful sacrifice. That was the first sack bunt of the year we've seen executed. Charles wasted no time putting down the first pitch and getting the job done. So he'll get a nice set of high fives in that third base dugout, beginning with hitting coach Ryan Powers. So, sure enough, man in scoring position now for the Bandits, and Callan Moss will try to take advantage. First pitch. Bouncer to short. Lara picks it up, throws to first, and gets the out. It ends the inning, and nothing comes of the sack bunt or Trevor Werner's one-out walk. Bottom of four comes your way next. 0-0 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Need some River Bandits merchandise? Rascal's Den is the place to go. Located just inside Modern Woodman Park, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store behind Section 7 or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. Felix Aranda is back out there, ready to begin his fourth frame of work for Quad Cities. 21-year-old right-hander from Santa Clara, Cuba, has been very good so far, just as he was in his first Bandit start the other day. Three scoreless innings, three base runners stranded, and a couple of strikeouts to his credit. Ryan Ignafo leads off the fourth against him, and he'll take a heater for strike one. The line score... pretty simple for each team. No runs, two hits, no errors. 0-1. Ignafo clubs it to right center field with some height, with some carry, but playable for Trevor Werner, who adjusts to the windy conditions and makes the catch just a step in front of the warning track. Well, Aronde off to a great start in his high A career after just dominating the Carolina League with single A Columbia last season. Led the league with a .205, or I should just say a .205 opponent's batting average, as Fenwick Trimble fouls off the first pitch at strike one. He also led the league with a 1.02 whip and finished second in ERA with a .294. Somehow not a Carolina League All-Star. The pitch, that's low. One ball, one strike. He was, though, an Arizona Complex League All-Star 2 years ago. The pitch, called strike one, or strike two, I beg your pardon. That was the split-finger changeup from Aronde. Right-hander comes in again. Strike three, swing and a miss. That one was way out of the zone. Upstairs and in the attic, but Trimble chases after it, and Aronde, with some nice sequencing, picks up his third K and the second out of the inning. So here's Ishedri Vargas. He'll take down and away, ball one. Aronde, 6'3", 185. Pitching with a red and white mitt, his pitch. Swing and a miss. Vargas chases high, 1-1. Contrasting style to the rest of his getup, which is mostly blue and white, as you'd imagine. The pitch. Low and away, two balls, one strike. Aronde with some homage to his native country, Cuba. He's got a flag patched on his baseball mitt. As he deals low and outside to Vargas, it's 3-1. Aronde has not walked anybody through his first 3 2/3 today. The pitch. Chopped foul over towards the third base coach's box. And now Vargas in a full count spot. Aronde's at a decent pace. 3 2/3, he is now over 60 pitches. Here's the payoff. Reached out, poked towards shallow center. Rockefort's going to get there, though. He makes the catch, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for the Sky Carp and Felix Aronde. Right-hander's got his first perfect frame of the afternoon, and his four scoreless have helped keep the ballgame scoreless. We go to 5-0-0 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag road to royalty.
Quad Cities back to the plank to start the fifth at ABC Supply Stadium. It's 0-0. Carter Frederick leads off the inning and takes a called strike out of the right hand of Will Schomburg, who's just come in for Angel Espada. Third pitcher used by Beloit today. He relieves Xavier Meacham after an inning in the third. A one. Frederick takes outside. It is one ball, one strike. Scoreless, four outs for Meacham. No hits allowed, two walks stranded, and no strikeouts for the right-hander. 1-1. Frederick hits it high in the air, but foul over the first base side. Carter has one of the four hits in the ballgame, one of two for Quad Cities. His an infield single back in the 30. Got to second on a wild pitch and stole third base, but was left stranded. 1-2 off the hands, lifted to shallow right field near foul territory. Trimble to his left, a few paces from the chalk, makes the snag, and there's one gone. Will Schomburg, one of those six SkyCar players who was acquired by Miami via trade. He came over in July of last season in exchange for JT Chargois. Opened the year as a Mariners farmhand in Modesto before he was dealt and came to Beloit. The pitch. It's low. A 1-0 count on Canyon Brown. Spent some time actually in single and high A in the Marlins system before being traded and then making six appearances for Beloit with his new club. The pitch. Fouled into the netting. One ball, one strike. He was really good when he was still in the Mariners system last year. A 2.69 ERA in single A Modesto, a 3.27 with high A Everett, but a 7.13 ERA coming to Beloit. 1-1. High fly ball, shallow center field. In comes Shade, and he'll give way to the right fielder. That's Trimble, who will make the catch, and Canyon Brown's 0 for 2 to start his day in the ninth spot. Back to the top of the order for Carson Rockefeller. Before his pro career, four college seasons at Davidson for Will Schomburg. Also played two seasons in the MLB Draft League, one with West Virginia in 2022, one for Williamsport in 23. First pitch, Rockefeller takes strike one. This is his third outing of this season for Beloit. He's given up one run in his first four frames with seven strikeouts. Rockefeller takes one in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Carson's put the ball in play twice, but on both occasions flew out, once to center, once to left. Scoreless game in the top of the fifth inning. Two outs, nobody on for Quad Cities. Schomburg pitches it out of the stretch, delivers, and finds the outer half with a small slider. 1-2. And by that I mean a tight slider. There's not a whole lot of movement to that pitch. It's closer to a cutter than it is a slider. 87 on the gun. 1-2. Same pitch, just a little further outside, and Rock lays off. It's 2-2. Carson hitting .226 to start the year for Quad Cities, but he has reached safely in four straight ball games entering action this week. Schomburg kicks and fires. Called strike three, went back to the slider and to the outside edge, and Rock can't pull the trigger. He's down looking. So a 1-2-3 inning for Will Schomburg, and halfway through this series opener, we find ourselves in another scoreless ball game. This is Midwest League Baseball on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Bottom of the fifth inning at ABC Supply Stadium. Felix Aranda back to work for Quad Cities. Bandit starters pitched four scoreless innings with three strikeouts on 62 pitches. That is one away from his season high, which he hit last week against Wisconsin. 63 pitches through 4 1/3 scoreless against the Rattlers. Gage Miller, Jay Beshears, Brock Vredenberg deleted off. Right on right, first pitch to Miller is sent foul into the backstop. Well, in the last three games for Quad Cities, including today, there have been a total of just two total runs scored prior to the fifth inning. The pitch. Line drive, right field, Berners there. A reach to his left, a slight jump to make sure he got there. Good swing from Miller. Hit it the opposite way, but it hangs up, and Felix Aranda has quietly retired five straight and seven of his last eight. So here's Jay Beshears, an infielder serving as the DH. First pitch, up and away, ball one. The last three games of the Wisconsin series were all 1-1 entering the eighth. Pitch to Beshears is inside, 2-0. As a result, Quad Cities has had one of the worst offensive starts in terms of runs in the league this year. The pitch. Up and in, 3-0. Conversely, Beloit has scored 52 runs in its first nine games. Second best mark in the league to open the year. The pitch. Called strike, inner half, 3-1. So this is a little bit of uncharted territory for them, albeit just April 15th. The pitch. Up and in, ball four. Beshears leans out of the way. Fastball was wayward. And that is the second walk of the game issued by Aranda. And both have been to Beshears. So the Sky Carp get their fourth base runner of the game. And with one out and a man on, here is Brock Vredenberg, the lone left-handed bat on the card for the Carp. Aranda into the stretch, set at the belt. A peek at the runner, now the pitch. Low and inside on the back foot slider. There is some activity in Quad City's bullpen. A right-hander is beginning to throw. It is all the way beyond the left field wall, though, and only parts of it are visible through chain link fencing, so it's a little bit challenging for us in the broadcast booth to be able to see. But if my binoculars are telling me correctly, it looks like it's Mauricio Veliz who's starting to get loose, and based on how long it's been since we've seen him on the mound, that would make sense. He should be well rested and ready to go. 1-0. Vredenberg lines it into the glove of Vasquez. He throws over to first. They can't double up Beshears. But Daniel Vasquez makes a nice leaping catch up the middle. Took away a surefire base hit from Brock Vredenberg. Good to see from Daniel, who committed two errors on Sunday. Marion Boyd now in the box. He'll take up and in. Do not expect the errors to continue for Vasquez. He's got three in his first nine games as a Bandit. But remember, he's one of the best defensive players in the system. Throw over to first. Beshears dives back safely. Looks like Aranda wants the new baseball. He's going to throw it towards the first base dugout. And receive a new one from Trey Ward III. Now ready to go. The 1-0. Fastball for strike one at 94. Just a slight dip in the velo for the 21-year-old right-hander, but to be expected as he is now over 70 pitches for the first time this year. 1-1. Slider taken for strike two. Buckled the knees of Boyd. A ball and two strikes now. Felix Aranda But the man at first and two outs comes home. Fouled into the netting. Aronde threw 4 1/3 scoreless last Tuesday against Wisconsin. He's gone 9 straight scoreless innings without allowing a run to this point, trying to make it 9 1/3. Here's his 1-2 again. Inside, it hit him. It just grazed either the jersey or the bottom of Boyd's left arm. And that is going to push Beshears into scoring position. Boyd's down to first. And here comes Derek Lewis, the River Bandits pitching coach. Wilfredo Laura, the leadoff man, who has one of the two hits off Aronde, is waiting to step into the batter's box. And D. Lou will bring Canyon Brown up with him to discuss strategy. It's a 0-0 game in the bottom of the fifth inning. Each team with no runs, two hits, and no errors. Defense and pitching have dominated this game, and frankly, those two things have dominated the start of the season for Quad Cities. Starting pitching staff in particular has been phenomenal. They entered today with a 2.70 rotation ERA. And Aronde is doing nothing but lowering that here. So we're ready to resume. Skycarp have Beshears at second, Boyd at first. Wilfredo Laura at the plate with two outs in the bottom of the fifth. Aronde's first pitch. Outside, 1-0. Feliz has slowed his roll in Quad City's bullpen, perhaps indicating that he's ready to go if needed here in the fifth. A check back to Beshears. The 1-0. Popped up. It's going to get out of play over the first base side. It's strike one on Laura. Wilfredo is one of three 20-year-olds on this Skycarp team from Banai in the Dominican Republic. 1-1. Low and outside. 2-1. Pitch count for Aronde now at an even 80. Just over 50% strike rate, with 46 having been a strike. The pitch. Just outside, it's 3-1. Colby Shade is on deck for Beloit, hoping for an opportunity, either with a Skycarp lead or with the bases loaded. Hitters count for Laura, a rare one in this game. Aronde delivers, and it's popped up. Shallow right center field. The second baseman, Kula Singham, is out. Werner's in. He's got it, and the inning is over. 5 scoreless innings for Felix Aronde. He has now gone 9 1/3 shutout frames over his last two starts. Bandits trying to get him some run support as we move to the sixth. 0-0 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Road to Royalty. We'll be right back.
Top of the sixth at ABC Supply Stadium. The Quad Cities River Bandits in the midst of yet another pitcher's duel, which was more often than not the case at Modern Woodman Park against Wisconsin last week. Daniel Vasquez, who made a nice leaping catch to take away a hit from Brock Vredenberg in the last inning, is going to lead things off against Will Schomburg, who begins his second inning of work out of the Skycar bullpen. He is scheduled for more or less a piggyback start today. First pitch, wave and a miss, fastball at 93. Likely the end of the line for Quad City's starter Felix Aranda, who put together his second consecutive scoreless start. A one. Curveball, low and outside at 79. Aranda with five shutout frames, two hits, two walks, a hit batsman, and three strikeouts. He threw a season-high 81 pitches. 1-1. Low and away, two balls, one strike. Quad City's just trying to get the offense going. The Bandits have scored just one run over the last three games prior to the seventh inning. 2-1. Skied foul over the first base side. And it's two balls, two strikes. On the young shortstop, 21-year-old from Villa Maya. Vasquez hitting 167 to start his high A career. 2-2. Bloop towards shallow left. It's in for a base hit. Lara looked like he may have a shot, but the backspin carried it over him. And Daniel Vasquez is the first River Bandit to reach multiple times today. He's 1-for-2, drew a walk in the third, and now has provided the Bandits a leadoff base runner in the sixth against Will Schomburg. Double play depth for the Skycarp infield. Sam Coolisingham is the hitter. First pitch, down and in for ball one. Coolisingham has Quad City's only extra base hit. A two-out ground rule double back in the first. 1-0. Runner takes off. A whiff at the plate. Throw to second base in plenty of time. Lara with a leisurely tag on Vasquez as he and Ragnagnafo gun down Daniel. That looked like a hit and run. He was an awkward cut from Coolisingham, who was reaching way outside to try to get a piece. He didn't, and Vasquez is the repercussion. Now the 1-1. Wave and a miss. That's a good curveball from Schomburg, and it's 0-2. Vasquez caught stealing for the second time this year. He's the fifth River Bandit in 21 attempts to get caught stealing. The pitch. Change up, just low and outside. Good take from Coolisingham. It is 2-2. Brian Gonzalez waits on deck. The 2-3 and 4 hitters bat for the Bandits in this sixth inning. Schomburg's 2-2. Fastball inside, ball three. Just missed at 93. Coolisingham looks to have a nice grasp on the strike zone here. Open stance in the right, left-handed box, I should say. Payoff pitch. Line drive, right center field. In comes Shade, and he's got it. Good swing from Coolisingham, but it's out number two. Got that one off the end of the bat just a little bit. That was the curveball. So Brian Gonzalez will try to spark a two-out rally. 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a ground ball today. First pitch. Fouled off the catcher, Ignafo. It's 0-1. We're the only game taking place in the Midwest League right now. Normally we'd start updating you on the out-of-town scoreboard at this stage, but the game that's going to start next is at 5:05 Central in Great Lakes. 0-1. It's high. One ball, one strike. Dayton's in Midland to take on the Loons this week. South Bend is in West Michigan, taking on the Whitecaps. The pitch. Chopped foul up the third baseline. One ball, two strikes. Fort Wayne is hosting Lake County for six over at Parkview Field. Peoria hosts Cedar Rapids at Dozer Park. And Lansing is in Wisconsin, taking on the Timber Rattlers at Fox City Stadium. Two outs, nobody on. Scoreless game in the top of the sixth. 1-2. Another one fouled away by Gonzalez. He sprays it down the first base side. Schomburg thus far, an inning and two-thirds scoreless, 27 pitches, 17 strikes. Third reliever used today by Beloit. 1-2 again. Fastball was left high. A good take from Gonzalez. It's 2-2. Brian with over 200 games of high A experience under his belt, mostly in the Boston system, of course, but now here in Quad Cities, hitting cleanup. 2-2. Popped him up right near home plate. The catcher, Ignafo, sheds the mask, makes the catch in the home plate circle, and it'll end the inning. So the Bandits get a leadoff single from Daniel Vasquez, but he is caught stealing on a botched hit and run. The next two batters down in order, and Will Schomburg has back-to-back scoreless innings. We go to the bottom of the sixth at ABC Supply Stadium. Bandits nothing, Skycarp nothing.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Need some River Bandits merchandise? Rascal's Den is the place to go. Located just inside Modern Woodman Park, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store behind Section 7 or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. Mauricio Velez will look to pick up where starter Felix Aronde left off. The right-hander's out of the Bandits' bullpen, ready to make his second career high A appearance. He'll get Colby Shade in the sixth, and the center fielder takes ball one, down and away. Bandits and Skycarp still scoreless, just five total hits in the game thus far. The pitch up and in, it caught Shade on the back, who was able to turn his head aside at the last moment. He wears 93 on the letters. And Felice is going to have to deal with a leadoff base runner. Shade is totally fine. Immediately threw everything aside and a little bit tensed up maybe in the upper half of his body, but he's headed down to first base, putting on the oven mitt. Shade is somebody who will try to run. He is one of those five Skycarp base runners with five or more stolen bases this year. He's a perfect 5-for-5. First pitch to Ryan Ignafo is swung through for strike one. That's the other thing about Beloit. Obviously, total-wise, 42 stolen bases is crazy. Ridiculous through nine games. But even more impressively, they've only been caught four times. Bandits have been caught five times this year. 0-1. Outside on the heater. 1-1. Veliz, the 22-year-old righty from Guyana, Venezuela, spent last season mostly with single-A Colombia. Pickoff throw to first. Shade is back standing and without a tag from Moss. He's 6'2", 170 pounds, and has been in the Royals system since 2019 when he signed as an international free agent. Shade extends his lead, now backs up. Now he takes off, and the 1-1 is fouled into the netting. Ignafo's upset. He's either mad that he didn't put it in play or that He swung, fouled it off, and Shade, who had second base in the bag, is going to have to go back to first. Ignafo, 1-for-2 with a double in the first inning. Flew out to right field in the fourth. 1-2 pitch. Low and outside. I mentioned that Trevor Werner has the gator around his neck, but he's not wearing the full head attire, so to speak. He doesn't have it wrapped around his head and his neck. Valise does. 2-2. That's high, full count. And Mauricio looks like he's ready to hit the slopes and veil. I believe the kids call that a shiesty that he is wearing. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Awkward cut from Ignafo, who goes down on a slider. Pretty pitch from Mauricio Valise. Got him to chase off the low outside corner. It's a nice bounce back after the leadoff hit batsman. So man at first, one out, double play opportunity for the Bandits infield. They shift the defense accordingly, and Fenwick Trimble steps in, takes upstairs for ball one. Valise pitches from the extreme first base side of the rubber. Just about half his foot is engaged with the slab. 1-0. Low and outside, two balls, no strikes. It's one of those things that, and I was never a pitcher back in the day. I was hardly a baseball player, but it never really occurred to me that you could change up where you stood on the mound. I always just assumed you would stand right in the middle. But these guys have it down to a science. 2-0. That's high. 3-0. And obviously, based on your arm angle, the things you like to do, all kinds of ways to try to give yourself an advantage. Shade's still at first with one out. Valise looks that way. The 3-0. Outside, ball four. So after striking out Ignafo, he walks Trimble on four straight out of the zone to push Shade into scoring position. And the Sky Carp have two base runners aboard for just the second time today. We're still scoreless in the bottom of the sixth, but an opportunity for Eshedri Vargas. That's spelled E-C-H-E-D-R-Y. He is the Marlins' number 18 prospect, and he's 0 for 2 to start today. First pitch. Check swing. Foul ball, I think. Either the bat or the ball hit the mask of Canyon Brown. And Canyon's going to jog out towards the hill. I think it's a foul ball. Home plate umpire, or rather, Vargas is standing at home plate with his arms out. I think he's saying that there was some catcher interference. I think he thinks that he hit Brown's mask with the bat. Brown maybe thought that as well, but obviously he doesn't want to sell that because that'd be interference. So it ends up being an 0-1 count on a foul ball, at least as it's officially ruled. Valise now comes home, and it's popped up. Center of the infield, who's going to take charge? First baseman Callan Moss will, and he'll make the catch near the first baseline for out number two. So Valise doing a nice job bouncing back after allowing a base runner. He'll turn his attention to Gage Miller now, number 12 for Beloit. The speedy Shade at second, Trimble at first. He's got a big lead over there, nobody holding him, of course. Valise steals. Both runners take off. Pitch is swung on and missed. Throw to third. Almost gets by Charles. Runner is safe, but most importantly, Austin kept that ball on the infield. That is a rare bad throw from Canyon Brown, who got some nice help from the third baseman. So the Sky Carp back to their old tricks. Shade steals third. Trimble steals second. 0-1. Fouled into the netting, it's 0-2. Gives you an idea of just how confident the Sky Carp are in their base running right now. It's a 0-0 game with two outs in the sixth inning. They had a man in scoring position, and they're going to try to execute a double steal. And they did. 0-2. Fouled back again. Fastball from Valise up to 95, but he couldn't pump it past Miller. So Colby Shade now at 6 stolen bases on the year. Trimble is also 6 for 6. 0-2. Foul back. Miller's putting together a nice at bat. He's a guy who struck out quite a bit in his short time last year in the minor leagues. Rarely did so, though, at Alabama in his college days. 0-2. Fouled straight back again. It just cleared the netting. To give you an idea of how rarely he struck out, in 218 at-bats in his final season at Alabama last year, he struck out 24 times. And he had 27 walks. Another 0-2 from Valise. It's high. Fastball missed at 94, 1-2. Nice two-strike battle between Mauricio Valise and Gage Miller. Sky Carp with two in scoring position and two outs. 0-0 ball game. In comes the pitch. It's Sky to left field, sending Frederick back, twisting, turning, now circling. He's got it. Catch is made, inning is over, and Mauricio Valise strands a pair of Carp in scoring position. That'll do it for the first six innings in Beloit. We go to the seventh, 0-0 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag road to royalty. Welcome back to ABC Supply Stadium in Beloit, Wisconsin. Kyle Kercheval with you for Quad Cities series opener against the Sky Carp. And as was the case during most of the Bandits' first homestand at Davenport, there's been very little offense in this game. In fact, none in terms of run production. 0-0, we open up the seventh inning. Trevor Werner leads off the inning against Will Schomburg. First pitch. Sliders left upstairs. Werner, Charles, and Moss to hit. Werner's 0 for 1. Drew a walk in the fourth. Number 28 for Quad Cities. The 1-0. Sliders inside, 2-0. Now Will Schomburg gave up a leadoff single to Daniel Vasquez in the sixth inning, but he was caught stealing second, and the rally was over just about as quickly as it began. 2-0. Outside for ball three. I mentioned we're the only action in the Midwest League right now, but there is another Royals affiliate playing some Tuesday afternoon hardball. 3-0 pitch. Called strike. Fastball on the other half. And it's AAA Omaha who's in quite the game against Norfolk. They're in the top of the ninth in Papillion. And the Chasers are clinging to a 9-8 lead. 3-1 pitch. Fouled back, and it's just going to clear the sweet level. Omaha went into the bottom of the fifth down 8-3. They have scored 6 unanswered runs to take the lead, and now we're 3 outs away from winning it. Time called. It's Werner. Brushes something out of his face. Puts his gloves in the pine tar on the middle of the bat. And now steps back in with a wave of the stick in front of him. 3-2 pitch from Will Schomburg. Got him. Called strike 3 on the low outside corner. A fastball at 94. Second strikeout for Schomburg. It is the 6th for Quad Cities bats, and 3 of them have been looking. So now Austin Charles, he's 0-for-1. Laid down the Bandits' first successful sack bunt back in the 4th inning. The pitch. Called strike on the slider. Charles, 6'6", 216. 21-year-old from Bakersfield, California. An excellent athlete and with room to grow. Here's the pitch. Fouled back into the netting, 0-2. That one was headed right for me, if not for the net. On a chilly day, the windows are down here in the press box, so I would have been protected either way. 0-2. Wow, foul ball in the exact same spot of the netting. Charles trying to test out that portion of the screen. This press box is pretty much right on top of the action at ABC Supply Stadium, so there's not much room to react. Another 2-strike toss, and Charles dribbles this one down the third base dugout stairs. The wind's still blowing left to right across the diamond, but maybe not as crazy as it was early on. 0-2 once more. Fastball's outside. Ignafo tried to fool Trey Ward the third, but couldn't frame it. 1-2. Slider. Got him. Looking. Strike 3 through the front door. Charles immediately shaking his head at the call, but that was a clever, clever pitch. Showed him a fastball just outside and then went slider inner half. Charles can't pull the trigger, and Schomburg's got back-to-back backwards Ks to start the 7th inning. 2 gone, nobody aboard for Callan Moss, who's 0-for-2. The pitch. Fastball, strike 1 at 94. Nobody's warming in the Bandits' bullpen, so presumably Mauricio Valise coming back to the plate, or to the mound, I should say, in the bottom of the 7th. 0-1. Breaking ball. Called strike. Top of the zone at 80. 0-2. Boy, Schomburg is just in control right now. Moss is going to take a timeout. Callan struck out swinging in the 2nd. Bounced out to Lara at short in the 4th. Will Schomburg going for 3 straight scoreless innings and perhaps a punch out of the side in the 7th. 0-2. Got it. Swing and a miss on a slider. A dominant frame from Will Schomburg keeps the Bandits off the board in their first 7 innings here at ABC Supply Stadium. Time to stretch. It's scoreless on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Bottom of seven at ABC Supply Stadium. Quad Cities and Beloit still runless today. They're kicking off a six-game series at ABC Supply Stadium, the Bandits' first six-game road trip of the summer. Mauricio Valise, as expected, is going to reprise his role on the hill for Jesus Asuaje. He'll get the bottom third of the Skycar Porter, beginning with Jay Bashirs. And Jay takes a strike at the bottom of the zone. Bashirs is the only member of the Sky Carp to reach twice today, and both times he reached via walk as he swings through a fastball and falls behind, nothing and two. Bashirs, the 22-year-old from Naples, Florida, the former Fort Wayne Tin Cap, back when he was in the Padres system. He adjusts his gloves, taps the bat on home plate, and is ready to go. 0-2. Fastball high and tight. Valise did not allow a hit in his first inning of work back in the sixth, but worked around a hit batsman and a walk. 1-2. Inside, two balls, two strikes. He hit Colby Shade with a pitch to start the inning. Then two batters later walked Fenwick Trimble. 2-2. Popped up, middle of the infield. That's a major league pop-up. Callan Moss calls off the infield and makes the catch. One away. Bashirs retired for the first time today. Then with two outs and runners at first and second, the Skycarp executed a double steal with Shade going to third, Trimble going to second. They were doing everything they could to jumpstart the offense, but Valise was not fazed. Here's Brock Vredenburg. First pitch is outside. Brock is 0 for 2, thanks in no small part to the efforts of Daniel Vasquez, who robbed him of a hit with a great catch in the fifth. Second offering is in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes on Vredenburg. 23 years old from Pasadena, California. Skycarp have seven infielders, and three of them are from Cali. The pitch. Down the middle. Changeup. 2-1. Five total hits in the game. Neither squad's committed an error. Valise working quickly. His 2-1 is outside. Ball three. Mauricio gave up two runs in his Bandits debut back on April 8th. Worked an inning and two-thirds out of the bullpen. Next pitch is cut on and missed. He went back to the changeup and got Vredenburg out in front. And a frustrated first baseman will now take time and adjust his batting gloves. Looks like nobody's throwing for Beloit, so presumably Will Schomburg back out for a fourth inning. 3-2. Got him! Called strike three at the knees. Vredenburg could not pull the trigger, and Valise has two strikeouts. Perfect spot for that pitch at 94. So two outs, nobody aboard. Here's Amarian Boyd. First pitch. That's a called strike one. I was mentioning he is one of the biggest catalysts on the base paths for this Beloit team, and he is 0 for 1 tonight, as a slider is in there for a called strike, too. He drew a, or rather was hit by a pitch with two outs in the fifth inning, but never got a chance to steal. The two-strike toss. Chopper foul towards the Bandits' dugout. Boyd is tied with Beloit's Yidi Capé for the high A lead in stolen bases with seven. Another 0-2. Spiked in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. He picked up six of those seven stolen bases on April 9th and did so without recording a hit. Worked two walks and was hit by a pitch and took advantage. 1-2. Slow roller to the first base side. Callan Moss picks it up, takes it to the bag by himself, and ends another scoreless inning for Mauricio Valise and another scoreless inning for us in southern Wisconsin. We are off to the eighth. It is still 0-0 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Need some River Bandits merchandise? Rascal's Den is the place to go. Located just inside Modern Woodman Park, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store behind Section 7 or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. Top of the eighth at ABC Supply Stadium, and as we've been all game, it's 0-0. Sky Carp and Bandits pitching staffs have been fantastic. Mauricio Veliz, Felix Aranda, putting up zeros for Quad Cities. While Emmett Olson, Xavier Meacham, and Will Schomburg have been getting it done for Beloit. Schomburg remains on the hill for a fourth frame of work, ready to face Carter Frederick. First pitch. Slider missed inside. Schomburg's retired five straight, including a strikeout of the side in the seventh. Frederick one for two with an infield single. The pitch. Check swing. Clearly went around. It's a swinging strike one. The Bandits have found themselves in a lot of low-scoring games late. Part of the reason why four of their first nine games have required extra innings. 1-1, another check swing, and again, Frederick could not hold up. On the appeal, Connor Crowell indicates it's strike two. Frederick takes his helmet off, lets the long, wavy blonde hair flow behind him in the wind. Now he puts it back on, waves the bat in front of him twice, and hoists it behind his head. Schomburg's 1-2. Foul tip, held on to first strike three. Ignafo squeezes a fourth straight strikeout for Schomburg, his fifth of the game. And the Bandits have just had no answers for him thus far. So here's the nine-hole hitter. Catcher Canyon Brown is 0 for 2. First pitch. Inside, ball one. Quad Cities does have some activity in its bullpen. Another right-hander starting to get loose. The pitch. Canyon chops it on the ground to short. Two hops for Lara. He gathers, throws low to first, and it's not held onto by Vredenburg. It was going to be a close play, but that should be an error. And I would guess it's on Brock Vredenburg. It was a low throw, but I don't think it ever hit the ground. We'll wait for the official scorer's ruling, but an error is up on the scoreboard. Who on? We'll find out. Either way, life for Quad Cities. Man at first, one out, top of the order in Carson Rockeford up there. First pitch, well high and outside. Brown has stolen a base for Quad Cities this year, but just one. How aggressive Jesus Asuaje will be in this scoreless game? We'll find out. The pitch. Brown not going, and Rock swings through a 93-mile-per-hour fastball. 1-1. They are going to rule an error on Brock Vredenburg. So mark it down as an E3 if you're keeping score at home. Vredenburg's first error of the season. 1-1. Inside on the slider. Two balls, one strike. The 10th error of the season for Beloit. Activity now in the Skycar bullpen as well. Justin Storm, a lefty, is getting loose. 2-1. Pulled foul through the first base coach's box. This is a spot where you'd love one of your quote-unquote veteran bats to come through with a big hit. We've talked about Rock's proclivity for the extra base hit to start the year. Brown with pretty good speed over at first base. And with this turf outfield, anything down the lines or in the alleys, probably going to score him easily. Schomburg ready. Brown takes off. The 2-2 is low and inside. No throw to second base. Not even a shot to get Canyon. He scoots in with his second bag of the year. He was halfway to second base before Schomburg even began his motion. He had it all timed out perfectly. And now an extra base hit may not even be necessary. 0-0 game in the top of the eighth. Go-ahead run in scoring position for Quad Cities. The Bandits in limited opportunities are 0-4 with men at second and or third today. Schomburg's pitch count now at 55. His 3-2. Got him. Called strike three, a breaking ball at the knees. Another strikeout for Will Schomburg. He is up to six. And half of those have been looking. So 10 strikeouts for Bandits bats in 7 2/3 innings of offense today. And it's up to Daniel Vasquez. The pitch. Tapped foul out in front of a breaking ball. Daniel is 1-for-2 with a walk and a single. Quad Cities with three hits in the game. Vasquez a single, their last one back in the sixth inning. A one. Called strike. Heat on the low outside corner at 93. Canyon Brown still at second base, lightly held by the second baseman Miller. Schomburg's ready. A look back at Canyon and the 0-2. Outside with a breaker, Vasquez lays off. By the way, Omaha did seal up its comeback win against Norfolk. Final at Warner Park, 9-8 Storm Chasers. They are now 8-7 through their first 15 games. 1-2. Check swing, pitch outside, Vasquez held up, and it's 2-2. Vasquez with two RBIs in his first 10 games as a Bandit. Trying to come through with two outs. 2-2. Hit the opposite way. Slicing fair down the line towards right field. In to score is Brown. And sure enough, Vasquez comes through. Quad Cities takes a 1-0 lead here in the eighth. He got jammed on the hands, but got just enough barrel on it to bloop it over Vredenburg down the line. And Quad Cities is first into the run column this week. Third RBI of the season for Vasquez. He's 2-for-3 today. And with the struggles he's had to start the year, I'm sure that one feels really, really good. So Will Schomburg finally blinks. And it looks like Angel Espada is going to make a move to Justin Storm, who has started jogging in from the left field bullpen. Quad Cities takes the lead with two outs late. It's 1-0 River Bandits.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag road to royalty.
For the vast majority of his outing, Will Schomburg looked untouchable, but the Bandits break through against him with two outs in the eighth and take a 1-0 lead thanks to Daniel Vasquez. He stands at first as Sam Coolisingham is in the right-handed batter's box. Justin Storm, the new pitcher for Beloit, he has his first pitch fouled off for strike one. Switch hitting Sam Coolisingham is 1-for-3 today. First three at-bats were from the left side. Or rather, his first one was from the right side, his second and third from the left. Now back hitting right-handed against the southpaw. The pitch. Fouled over the netting and just over the sweets for strike two. Justin Storm is making his fourth appearance for Beloit this year. The 23-year-old from Mississippi has not given up a run in five frames of relief. He's not even given up a hit. Just one walk last week. 0-2. Runner at first takes off. No throw. Vasquez gets to second base. Daniel was caught stealing back in the sixth. Now gets some redemption. And allows a potential two-out hit from Sam Coolisingham to double Quad City's lead. Storm sets at the chest and looks back at Vasquez. 1-2. Pulled foul down the third base side. Storm last pitched on Saturday against Cedar Rapids. Through a scoreless inning of relief. Did not deal with a base runner. Didn't strike anybody out. He's now in his second season with the Sky Carp. I look back to DV. The 1-2. In the dirt, blocked by Agnafo. Storm played three seasons of college ball at Southern Mississippi, where he was teammates with former River Bandit Dustin Dickerson, who of course is now in AA Northwest Arkansas. Made his pro debut in 2023. Spent some time across a couple different levels in the system last year for Miami. 2-2. Check swing, pitch in the dirt, no appeal. Sam held up, and it's a full count. He made one appearance in AA Pensacola, 11 in high A Beloit, and 20 in single A Jupiter. He was terrific, a cumulative ERA of 1.97 with 72 strikeouts and just over 50 innings. That's almost 13 per nine. The pitch, fastball called, strike three, low outside corner, inning over. Quad Cities, though, does break into the run column first. A two-out RBI single from Daniel Vasquez has made it 1-0. Bottom of the eighth is next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Bottom of the eighth inning at ABC Supply Stadium. Kyle Kirchival joining you from Southern Wisconsin. And so is A.J. Kazi. He is the new pitcher for the River Bandits, and he will face the top third of the Beloit lineup. Wilfredo Lara, Colby Shane, and Ryan Agnafo. Right on right, first pitch. It's inside for ball one. Kazi taking over for Mauricio Valise, who pitched in immediate relief of the starter Felix Aranda. The pitch pulled foul to the left side. Lauer's 1-for-3 with a single back in the third inning. Skycarp have been held to just 2 hits in the game. Their last hit was Lauer's hit in the third. The pitch. Low and outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. Final line for Mauricio Valise. A good one. 2 scoreless hitless innings. He worked around 1 walk, 1 hit batsman, and picked up a couple of strikeouts. 2-1. Popped foul over the first base side. Of course, Mauricio now in line for the win should Quad Cities remain up 1-0, if not by more. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Kazi got him on a 72-mile-per-hour breaking ball. He slowed that thing down as much as he could, and Lara couldn't stay back enough. So a very good start for Kazi, who now has 7 strikeouts in 5 1/3 scoreless innings of relief for Quad Cities. Colby shades the hitter, 0-for-2, hit by a pitch in the 6th. Kazi comes in and delivers strike 1. AJ, 22 years old, from Huntsville, Alabama. 5th round pick by the Royals last year. The pitch. Hit in the air, right center field, playable for Carson Rockeford, who shields his eyes from the sun, makes the catch in the alley, and picks up the 2nd out of the frame. Okazi is the first Bandit to make 4 relief appearances this year. And if you need someone to protect a slim lead out of the Bandit's pen, he's probably your choice at this point of the year. He's been excellent. We last saw him on the 11th. He threw 2 scoreless innings. Picked up the win against Wisconsin. Here's Ignafo now with 2 outs, and Kazi dips in with that curveball but misses a bit inside for ball 1. 2 hits for Beloit. Ignafo's got 1 of them. A first inning double against Felix Aranda. He's hitless since. The pitch. Another curveball. Same spot. Just missed. It is 2-0. You know, normally you think a crafty lefty with a funky sidearm delivery. Kazi? Funky and crafty, but from the right-handed side as he goes fastball here, and Ignafo fouls it over the first base side. He is by no means going to overpower you with crazy velo, sitting 90, 91, maybe getting to 92. But he is clever and an expert at changing speeds. The pitch. Check swing, breaking ball down and away. The appeal. He did not go. Connor Crowell says it's ball 3. Fenwick Trimble waits on deck for Beloit. Here's the pitch. Just outside, he walked him. Ball 4. Boy, that was really close. That sinker at 90. But Ignafo saw it all the way and heads down to first base. 2-out walk issued by Kazi, and now tying run a bit on board. Go ahead, run at the plate, and Trimble 0-for-2 with a walk back in the 6th. First pitch called. Strike 1 at 90. The Bandits will play game 2 of their series against Beloit tomorrow, of course. The pitch called. Strike right there. It's 0-2. It'll be another early start. Normally you don't see a series begin in the afternoon like we're doing today, but we are. And tomorrow, the Bandits start at 11:10 a.m. 0-2. Tapper right back to Kazi. He fields the soft high hop, slings to first, and ends the inning. 6th consecutive scoreless frame to start the high A career of AJ Kazi. He works around the 2-out walk, and the Bandits will take that 1-0 lead to the 9th. You're listening to Midwest League Baseball on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Road to Royalty. Top of the ninth inning on a Tuesday afternoon in Beloit. Kyle Kirchville back with you here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Appreciate you spending a midweek afternoon with us here at the ballpark. Justin Storm is going to remain on the hill for Beloit. He'll face Brian Gonzalez to start the ninth. Quad City is looking to add to its recently acquired 1-0 lead. First pitch, low and outside, ball one. The first 7 innings of this game were scoreless. Quad Cities took advantage of an error and got a 2-out RBI single from Daniel Vasquez to take the lead 2.5 frames ago. The pitch fouled straight back. It's 1-1. Brian Gonzalez, 6'2", 212 pounds, a minor league Rule 5 pick by the Royals in the offseason. He is 0-3 tonight. The pitch popped him up. First base side, it's going to get out of play. The 4-game hit streak and the 6-game on-base streak in jeopardy for Gonzalez. Here's Storm's pitch. Called strike 3, low outside corner. That's a great fastball. And Gonzalez is down looking. Bandits have done that a lot today. They have struck out 12 times. And half of them have been of the looking variety. Now, Trevor Werner. First pitch swing, and he'll foul one into the netting behind home. Quad City's season high in terms of strikeouts is 13, a mark they've hit twice already this year, and most recently hit against Wisconsin back on the 11th last week. Werner has a strikeout. He went down looking in the 7th. He's 0-2 with a walk. The pitch. Inside, 0-1. Correction, 1-1 on Trevor. Of course, the run that came in the 8th inning, an unearned run charged to Will Schomburg as the man reached via error. Here's the pitch. Just off the plate, low and outside. A good take from Werner. But all things considered, Beloit's pitching staff has been outstanding today. 12 strikeouts, just 2 walks, just 4 hits allowed. Of course, just 1 unearned run. Here's the pitch. Again, just off the plate, down and away. Changeup missed, and it's 3-1 on Werner. Trevor's got one of Quad City's 4 home runs this year. Number 2 would be all right here. The pitch. Low and outside, ball 4. That'll work too. Werner gets his 2nd walk of the game, and the Bandits get a 1-out base runner for Austin Charles. At this point, you take whatever base runners you can get. They have been quite hard to come by. Austin Charles, 0-2. A couple of strikeouts and a sack bunt in the 4th. Storm deals. Wave and a miss. Awkward cut from Charles, he chased well outside. Storm pitches from the first base side of the rubber, picks over to first and throws it away wildly. Werner's up to second base as the ball ricochets off the sidewall. Trevor now going for third, and the throw is cut off. Another error committed by Beloit. And the Bandits put another man in scoring position as a result. In a game as tight as this one, 180 feet on one play is massive. So, of course, an E1 charged to Storm. Tried to step off the back of the rubber and catch Trevor by surprise. Instead, threw it away. Infield now forced in for Beloit. To key insurance run at third base. 0-1 to Charles. Wave and a miss. Another uncomfortable swing. And it's 0-2. Charles with two RBIs in his first six games as a Bandit. Just trying to put something in play here. Storm comes home. And it's grounded towards third base. In and out of the glove of Vargas. He's got no play. Werner scores. And the Bandits lead 2-0. With Charles' speed, I think Vargas knew that if he was going to get an out at first, he needed to hurry. And perhaps that thought was secondary to, I need to throw this one home. Took his eyes off the ball before he secured it. And even if he had secured it, that would have been a really tough play along the line with Werner heading to the plate in his way. So again, Quad Cities takes advantage of the air. Charles takes off on the first pitch. Throw to second. Not going to get him. Charles picks up a stolen base, his second as a River Bandit. And another man in scoring position, this time for Callan Moss. 1-0. Low and outside, two balls and no strikes. It's not going to be an RBI for Austin Charles. It's an E5 on Vargas, his first of the year. The pitch. Moss drives it high in the air. Right field corner. Trimble is back. He looks up and it is gone. More insurance for Quad Cities. This time courtesy of Callan Moss. He's got his first River Bandits home run. Make it a 3-tally frame for the good guys. Opposite field homer for Callan Moss. His RBI total is up to a team best 9, and Quad Cities leads 4-0. That one just stayed fair down the right field line, and the Bandits do in fact get a home run here in the 9th inning. That is one of their bigger late game swings of the season, not coming in extra innings. We've seen what they've been able to do in the free frames this year, but this one coming in the 9th, the Bandits have scored all 4 runs in the last 2 outs as Carter Frederick bounces one to third base. Vargas, a long throw, it's low and dug out by Vredenburg, just going to get Frederick for out number 2. So a couple of opportunistic swings by the Bandits to get runs on errors, and then Moss says, I'll do this myself. Callan Moss is just racking up the extra base hits now. So 2 outs, nobody on for Canyon Brown. Bandits catcher will offer at the first pitch and foul it against the screen. Pretty impressive for Quad Cities to put together this kind of rally against this caliber of pitcher. Storm gave up just 1 home run in 50 and a third innings last year. Hit a 197 ERA. The pitch. Inside, it's 1-1. Plus, Storm entered this ball game with 5 scoreless frames under his belt. No hits allowed. But the first hit he gives up this year is a big one. The pitch. That's just inside. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. 4-0 lead for Quad Cities in the top of the 9th inning. There is nobody warming in the Bandits bullpen, so looks like this will be AJ Causey's game to close out. He's got even more cushion to work with. 2-1, chased in the dirt. A swing and a miss at strike 2. And a 2-2 count for Storm. Brett Brown, the sixth Bandit to hit in the inning. 0-for-3 today, but did score a run in the eighth. The first run of the game. 2-2. Chopped foul to the left side. He was out in front of a changeup. Storm, an inning plus worked. 28 pitches, 16 strikes. Southpaw sets. Here's his 2-2. Broken bat, bouncer over to short. One hop to Lara. He'll throw to first and end the inning. Quad Cities, though, gets the job done. They score a run on an error, and then Callan Moss drives his first Bandits homer over the right field fence. 4-0 Quad Cities. The Bandits are 3 outs away from their 7th win of the season.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Need some River Bandits merchandise? Rascal's Den is the place to go. Located just inside Modern Woodman Park, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store behind Section 7 or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. Well, the River Bandits arms have done an excellent job today of just biding time for the offense, and Quad City's bats eventually came around. They took a 1-0 lead in the eighth, and then in the last half inning, a tally on an error and a 2-run homer from Callan Moss to put the Bandits up 4-0. Sky Carp have been held out of the run column into just 2 hits today. A.J. Causey is trying to secure the Bandits' second shutout win of the season here in the ninth. First pitch to Vargas is inside for ball one. Ishedri Vargas, the third baseman for the Sky Carp, is 0-for-3 today. The pitch. Called strike on the high outside corner, 1-1. Causey took over in the eighth inning, picked up a strikeout and worked around a 2-out walk for his 6th consecutive scoreless inning to start his pro career. 1-1, chopper to the right side, easy play for Kula Singham, and he'll toss over to first for out number one. That's how you know Kazi's on his game, when he's generating weak contact like that. Got a soft roller back to him in the last inning. Now a chopper to second. That is his game. So Gage Miller now steps in. He's got 3 flyouts in an 0-for-3. And he'll send one in the air this time, but it's out of play over the first base side. Make sure you stick around for the River Bandits post-game show. We'll give you the final numbers from this one. Check out what's coming up in the Midwest League and the Royals Farm System. 0-1 is fouled right back. No balls, 2 strikes. Causey going for a strikeout. Again, he's not a huge strikeout guy, but it's definitely been a part of his game. He's got 6 in his first 5 innings. Had 125 in 91 and a third innings at Tennessee last year. The pitch. Got him swinging, strike 3. Right on cue, Causey elevates the fastball, and there are 2 away. Sky Carp down to their final out here in the 9th inning. Beloit's in danger of losing its 4th straight ball game after starting the year 5-1. Jay Beshears is the batter. First pitch. Little slider drops in for strike 1. It's got to be so frustrating as a hitter to watch Causey just dinking and dunking his way around the strike zone. Here's the pitch. Wave and a miss at the slider. It's 0-2. Kazi also trying to pick up his first save as a River Bandit. He looks in for the sign from Brown and has it. 0-2 to Beshears. Oh, just inside. Couldn't pull the trigger on the breaking ball, but he lays off. Jay 0-for-1, couple of walks to his credit. One of two Skycarp hitters who've reached twice today. The 1-2. That's foul back. Went with the fastball towards the top of the zone. That's how Kazi makes 90 look like 95. He throws a couple of mid to low 70s pitches in there. 1-2 again. Got him swinging. Strike 3. The ball game is over. A shutout win for Quad Cities to start the week in Beloit. 4-0 your final on a Tuesday afternoon at ABC Supply Stadium. The Arms once again dominant. Felix Aronde, Mauricio Valles, and A.J. Kazi go 9 innings of runless ball. They strand 7 total base runners and strike out 8 as the Bandits start this week on a high note and improve to 7-3 to start 2025. First 10 games of the year are in the books. Pretty good start for your Quad Cities River Bandits. The postgame show comes your way next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag road to royalty.
For the final time this afternoon, we welcome you back to ABC Supply Stadium. It's time for the River Bandits postgame show, and it's a good one. Quad Cities defeats the Beloit Skycarp 4-0 in the series opener as the Bandits lock down their 7th win in 10 games and their 2nd of the shutout variety. Here's what the final line score looked like. First, for the Bandits, it's 4 runs on 5 hits with no errors. They go 1-for-8 with men in scoring position and strand 5 on base. For the Beloit Skycarp, no runs on just 2 hits and 3 errors. They go 0-for-4 with men in scoring position and strand 7. The winning pitcher working in relief, picking up his first win as a member of the Bandits, it's Mauricio Valise. 2 scoreless, hitless innings. He works around 1 walk and picks up a couple of strikeouts. The loss to Will Schomburg, who all things considered pitched really well in his piggyback start for Beloit, but he falls to 0-2, giving up 1 unearned run over 3 2/3 innings on 2 hits with no walks and a game-high 6 strikeouts. Both starting pitchers were really good, but for Beloit's lefty, it was a scheduled short one. The southpaw Emmett Olson went 2 2/3. He got up around 40-some pitches, and then they called it a day as he continues to work his way back from minor injury. 2 2/3 for him, 2 hits, no walks, and 4 strikeouts. His ERA remains at 0 to start the year. For the Bandits, it's Felix Aranda, whose ERA is now .79 after putting together his 2nd consecutive scoreless start. Nobody has scored against Felix in over 9 1/3 innings to start the year. Today, 5 frames of 2 hit, 2 walk ball. He picks up 3 strikeouts and once again put together an impressive outing at just 21 years old, now in his first season in high A. A.J. Causey took over for the 8th and 9th innings after the 2 scoreless from Mauricio Valise. Causey goes 2 scoreless himself with no hits, 1 walk, and 3 strikeouts. He picks up his first River Bandits and his first professional save. Out of the bullpen for Beloit, Xavier Meacham threw 1 2/3 scoreless in relief of Emmett Olson. Justin Storm gave up 3 runs, 2 earned in 1 1/3 after Schomburg. He was the man on the mound when Callan Moss hit one over the right field fence, a 2-run homer for him. That was the highlight of the day for the Bandits offensively. Their other 2 runs were scored on errors, but in games like this, or I should say their other 2 runs came in no small part due to errors. 1 run comes in on an error unearned. The other one, the first run of the ball game, was in the top of the 8th, courtesy of Daniel Vasquez, who took advantage of an error and with 2 outs sent an RBI single into right field to score Canyon Brown, who had reached via the defensive miscue. So, of course, Daniel's going to get an RBI for that. Callan Moss, 2 RBIs for the homer, and it looks like they might be retroactively going in and giving Austin Charles an RBI for his efforts in the 9th inning. So either way, really good stuff from the Bandits in the late game. As I said, the pitching staff bought time for the bats, and they eventually came through late, as they so often have done for Quad Cities to start the year. Final time of the ball game, 2 hours and 30 minutes, a small crowd of 617 through the gates on a Tuesday afternoon in Beloit. As we mentioned earlier, this was the only game going on in the Midwest League this afternoon. Everybody else starts tonight. The first game that will get underway is at 5:05 in Midland, Michigan. Great Lakes will start a 6-game series against the Dragons. Over in West Michigan, the Whitecaps will host the South Bend Cubs. They get started at 5:35 Central, as do the Fort Wayne Tin Caps and the Lake County Captains. They begin their series at Parkview Field in Indiana. At 6:35 Central Time, Peoria and Cedar Rapids will get underway at Dozer Park. And up in Appleton, Wisconsin, hosts Lansing for game 1 of its 6-game set at 6:40 at Fox Cities Stadium. Throughout the Royals minor league system, half of the action has completed. Of course, Quad Cities beats Beloit 1-0. AAA Omaha with a fantastic comeback win over Norfolk. They beat the Tides 9-8 at Werner Park. AA Northwest Arkansas starts a series against San Antonio. They'll get that going in Texas at 7:05 Central. And Columbia also on the road this week. The Fireflies take on the Cannonballers at 5 o'clock Central. So tune in with John Kosas and Sean Mernon for all the action in the single and double A levels. For Quad Cities, it's back in action, a little quick, not so much a quick turnaround, but just a strange set of early games to start the week here in Beloit. The Bandits will be in action tomorrow morning, a little breakfast baseball, or I guess some early lunch, whatever you like. Frank Mazzucato will get the start against Noble Meyer. Truly some of the best young pitchers in the Midwest League will go toe-to-toe at 11:10 Central. We'll have the pregame show for you underway at 11 a.m. So grab your orange juice, grab a savory pastry, and join us for some savory baseball here at ABC Supply Stadium. I hope that's selling it for you. Like I said, 11 o'clock, the start of your Bandits pregame show. First pitch at 11:10 at ABC Supply Stadium. Until then, we thank you so much for tuning into our broadcast today. My name is Kyle Kercheval. Wherever you tuned in from, thanks so much for doing so. We hope to catch you back here for Game 2 of this series tomorrow morning, Bandits and Skycarp at 11:10 from Southern Wisconsin. With that, have a wonderful rest of your Tuesday, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. So long from Beloit.